Here is what the Dodgers need to do to win the World Series. Yes, welcome on in to First Pitch, your one-stop shop for MLB news, notes, recaps. I'm your host, Christian Rau, here with Troy Brock, and we are going to break down. It's an all-Dodgers podcast today, and we're going to break down what the Dodgers need to do to win the World Series. Lindsay's off today, and Troy joining me today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to break this down, and then all three of us are going to be back tomorrow doing a full World Series preview. We're doing a full Dodgers show today. If you missed it, check out yesterday's show where Lindsay and Troy broke down all Yankees. We broke down what the Yankees needed to do. We talked about Aaron Judge, talked about the possible return of Nestor Cortez, a lot of things in that one. And we're going to do the same thing here with the Dodgers. So, Troy, first off, before we get started in this one, this World Series is going to be absolutely fun. We're getting Aaron Judge for Shohei Ohtani. The Los Angeles Dodgers, seems inevitable that they're here after spending all that money. But they did it in an impressive fashion. They had to beat the San Diego Padres for the NL West. The Arizona Diamondbacks made it tough as well. They had to run the gauntlet against teams like the New York Mets in the NLCS to make it there. One of the toughest teams in the playoffs after their historical magical run. But they found a way to do so, and we are getting an iconic matchup in this Fall Classic.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And I know that you and Lindsay talked about it the other day, that just especially after last year's World Series, where it was the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers, and it was the least watched World Series this century, and five of the six games were the least watch of all time. And with the Dodgers and Yankees being in the World Series, the two biggest teams in the sport with the biggest fan bases in the sport and the most haters in the sport, they might break some records. They might break some viewership records, if maybe not all time, but at least for this century, or at least the last decade.
And you're adding in a whole new demographic. I don't want to say you're adding in like completely. It's not like they just showed up, but you're going to get a huge amount of international viewership as well because of Shohei Ohtani. And that's exactly where I want to start today, because why shouldn't you? I think he's the best player in the world right now. I don't think that's an argument. I think it's really tough to make that argument against him. But what he did this season was just absolutely incredible. If you live under a rock for any reason, let me take you back in 2024. He hit 54 home runs, 59 stolen bases, finished the season with a 1.036 OPS on the season, and he's going to be the National League MVP. It's going to happen. Sorry, Mets fans. Not only do the Dodgers eliminate you from the postseason, but they're also going to take it from Francisco Lindor. It's just going to happen. There's no doubt about that. Oh, and by the way, at some point, probably next year, he's going to be pitching. I don't think he's going to pitch in the World Series. There's always these rumors circling around. It would be really cool to see him close a game in the World Series. I will just say that. It would be super cool, and it would just put a little cherry on top of the season of Shohei Ohtani. But I don't think we're going to get that. I don't think Dave Roberts is going to give us enough love on that one. But in the postseason, he's doing just as good. He started off a little slow, especially with runners empty, with no runners on base. He had a really tough stretch at the beginning of the playoffs. But right now, 934 OPS, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, not bad, batting .286 in the postseason. What are we going to get from Shohei Ohtani in his first World Series? Are we going to get Showtime Shohei? Are we going to get some slacking Shohei? What are we going to get in the World Series from the most popular baseball player in the world right now?
It would not surprise me in the slightest if his first at bat at Dodger Stadium in the World Series, game one, he just sends a moonshot to straightaway center field. That would not surprise me at all. Even though he has struggled without runners on base in the postseason and has been just absolutely insane with runners on base in the postseason, it's just, it feels like this is going to be the, I can't say coming out party. Everybody knows who Shohei Ohtani is, but right, just the him putting his final stamp on, hey, I am the best player in baseball, and I am here to stay for quite some time. And you did mention the international fans. I did want to touch on real quick. In Japan, they actually postponed the season premiere of one of the most popular animes in the planet, One Piece, so they could watch the World Series instead of One Piece. That is how much they are invested in Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series.
That's crazy. I did not know that. And that makes perfect sense, though. That makes perfect sense. Baseball is very important over there. And of course, they're going to pay attention to Shohei Ohtani. I'm excited to see what he does. I think it's going to be absolutely incredible. I would not be shocked if he does exactly what you said as well. I think that would just absolutely send a message, and it would be the moment that Shohei was looking for. It's crazy to know. It's crazy to look back at. He's already been in the league for 7 years. It does not feel like that whatsoever.
Not at all.
And it's because he's been hiding in the Angels for such a long time. And we finally get to see him in the postseason. He has not disappointed in his first postseason with the Dodgers here. I'm pretty sure we're going to see him in the postseason for quite some time while he's with the Dodgers in the foreseeable future. This will probably be the only season, hopefully, that we don't see him pitch. But it's still going to be a really fun time watching Shohei Ohtani in the World Series. With that being said, the top of the Dodgers lineup started pretty rough in the postseason. Shohei, obviously, we mentioned he had a really rough stretch with no runners on base. I think it was up to 0 for 17 at one point. I think that's where it got to. Mookie Betts started a little slow, and obviously the injury to Freddie Freeman caused some sort of blunder at the beginning of that Dodgers lineup. Freddie Freeman did not play in a couple games in the postseason. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure all the games that he did not play in, the Dodgers actually won. So it kind of worked out in their favor. I'm not sure if that was just a little jolt that the Dodgers needed to wake up the lineup. But for sure, you're going to expect Freddie Freeman to be in this lineup if he can go. I would expect him to play all seven games if he can possibly bear it. I don't think Freddie Freeman, he's such a competitor, he's such a dog, that if he can play, he's going to play. What do you think we're going to get out of guys like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman at the top of that lineup for the Fall Classic against the Yanks?
It's going to be a pretty big key for the Dodgers against the pitching staff of the Yankees for those two to help Shohei in their way to a potential World Series victory, because they haven't really showed up that great. I think the week off will help Freddie Freeman heal some and get a little bit better. He might not be 100%, but he should be much closer to 100% than he has been so far throughout the postseason. But they definitely have to show up more than they have so far this postseason, and in order to take down that Yankees pitching staff of Garrett Cole and Clark Schmidt and Carlos Rodon. It's going to be a tough task for them. But I do agree that Freddie Freeman is 100% a dog. And if he's anywhere closer to 100% than he was throughout the rest of the postseason, he is going to make sure he's in that lineup every day.
I want to talk about the rest of the Dodgers lineup in a little bit when we talk about potential X factors at the end of this show, because I do think they have a few that is going to be, what causes the Dodgers to win the World Series. I think those will be the absolute impacts. I don't think the reason the Dodgers win this World Series, I don't know if it's a hot take or not, take it as you will, Troy. The reason the Dodgers will win this World Series will not be because of Shohei Ohtani, will not be because of Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman. It will be because of some of these potential X factors we talk about later on in this show. But first, I want to talk about this rotation. We're going to get into the probable pitchers and talk about the full game-on-game preview tomorrow when we talk about the full World Series preview. But I don't think we can talk about an all-Dodgers preview without talking about the rotational woes of the last month, if you will, of the Dodgers. And I think it could even stretch up a little farther than a month, but there's been some injury concerns on this Dodgers rotation. And what's crazy is when you looked at the beginning of the season, I remember this graphic vividly. MLB Network put out a graphic as soon before the season even started. We were still in spring training. I think we were like a week out from opening day, and they showed a graphic and they were having a hard time fitting all the names on the graphic of the Dodgers rotational pieces. They had James Paxton, you had Clayton Kershaw, Tyler Glasnow. All of those names are no longer available for the Dodgers this season because of injuries or DFA'd or something like that. The Dodgers went out and got these type of players to keep the longevity of the rotation to get this far. It worked in a sense, but right now they're in a very tough spot. Now we're talking about guys like Jack Flaherty, who you had to trade for at the MLB trade deadline, being your top stud. He is going to start game one. And then you have Yamamoto, who has been up and down all season after, you know, spending a butt ton of money on him. And then Walker Buehler is a guy that we have seen have his ups and downs. I think that's a fair and nice way of saying how his season has gone so far. He's a pending free agent, so he is pitching for his life right now when it comes to, you know, MLB terms. Is this Dodgers rotation, do they have enough to keep up with this Yankees offense, who has been wild this offseason? Guys like Giancarlo Stanton, guys like Aaron Judge, guys like Juan Soto. Stanton has just having a resurgence of a career, but if you look at his past numbers, he has been great in the postseason. It should not be surprising to many, but it is surprising because we haven't seen it in such a long time. Does this rotation have enough to keep up with the Yankees and make this a competitive series? Let's just say, for example, the Dodgers offense stalls a little bit and the Dodgers rotation needs to step up. Can they do it?
They've shown flashes that they can do it in the past, even in this postseason, but they're definitely going to have to reach back and find another gear if they want to do that because of, like you said, Giancarlo Stanton, what he's done this postseason, Juan Soto, and if Aaron Judge turns it on in this series, then they're going to face a rough road because the injuries have really decimated the Dodgers lineup. And I do agree with what Lindsay said the other day. You can't feel sorry for the Dodgers because it's how they constructed the roster. They knew what they were getting into when they signed these guys, but it's going to be tough. And the rotation is going to have to find another gear, especially if the offense sputters, because the Yankees are going to put up runs and the Dodgers are capable of putting up runs. But there have been some games this postseason where they have not put up runs. So the rotation is definitely going to have to find another gear to help keep them in some of these ball games.
Out of Flaherty, Yamamoto, and Walker Buehler, out of those three right now, because those are the three we're probably going to see the most come out for the Dodgers in the rotation standpoint, just looking at the projected starters that came out. Again, we're going to really dig into that tomorrow. But out of the three, who do you think is going to be the most impactful this series for Los Angeles?
It's probably going to be, for me, it's probably going to be Yamamoto. I think that in game one, it's Flaherty and Gerrit Cole. So you really got to give the nod to the Yankees in that pitching matchup just because Flaherty is really inconsistent throughout his career. But Yamamoto has a really, a much more favorable matchup in their game. So I've got to give it to Yamamoto. If regardless of what happens tomorrow night, if Yamamoto can come out and pitch the way that they have paid him to pitch in his game, then that could be a really big turning point in this series in the Dodgers' favor going forward.
Hey, I'm with you. I think it's going to be a really, really fun matchup. I'm really excited for it. I'm trying my hardest not to dig too deep into it because I know that you, Lindsay, and myself are going to go really crazy into it tomorrow. But I agree with you. I think Yamamoto is going to be one of those key factors. And if we see him pitch one of those gems that we know he can pitch, I think it could be a huge turning point in the series.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting to about the 15-minute mark in this show, and I think it's going to be a little shorter show today, which is fine. This is a nice little teaser to get you ready for that, you know, three-way conversation we're going to have tomorrow, covering and previewing the full World Series preview. But I want to talk about some potential X factors, and I think this can be a nice segue to getting us ready for tomorrow's preview. But to me, there are a few that the Dodgers are going to need. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I don't think it's Shohei Ohtani or Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts or even Yamamoto who is going to be the reason the Dodgers win the World Series. If they do win the World Series, I think it's going to be one of these two players. And I'm going to give you the names first. And if any of those names are on your list, I'm going to let you go first. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you my two names. And then I'm going to talk about one of them first, because I got to steal the thunder of this one. The two names that I think are going to be the X factors in this one, Max Muncy and Tommy Edman, Troy. I think it's Max Muncy and Tommy Edman. Let me start with Tommy Edman first. He gets traded over from the St. Louis Cardinals after not playing a single game this season. What a risk for the Dodgers, if you will. They went and they traded for him. They got him in a three-way trade. They'd also brought over, you know, Michael Kopech as well, which was also a big portion of the trade. But actually, I think the Kopech trade was actually separate, if I remember. But regardless, you get Tommy Edman in the trade. Huge trade. And he didn't play a single game for St. Louis this season. He was dealing with a wrist injury. He was actually coming back on rehab when he was traded. He comes back in the regular season and looks okay. Only a 7.11 OPS, gets 6 home runs, 20 RBIs, which is pretty good. Not bad for Tommy Edman's stats. Playing center field, also playing shortstop, and that's the big part of this position and the big part of the Dodgers needing here. But what he has done in the postseason, NLCS MVP for a reason, Troy. 8.10 OPS, hit a home run, had 12 RBIs, 3 stolen bases in the postseason already. Tommy Edman can be a guy that you can put apparently in cleanup if you need to. For his first time in his career, hit cleanup in the NLCS and did well. Or you can have him as a quote-unquote second cleanup guy and put him at the bottom of the lineup to get on base so Shohei Ohtani doesn't have to worry about batting with the bases empty. And you're going to get a fast guy like Tommy Edman that could easily score from first to home if need be. I think Tommy Edman can be the guy that wins this World Series for the Dodgers. If we cut back like the David Freeze type moment, I know we're talking about a former Cardinal here. Tommy Edman screams that he could be a guy like that for the Dodgers in one of this. I've already mentioned earlier, here's another teaser for tomorrow's preview. I've mentioned that this series, I think, is going to go 7 games. I think the league's going to find a way to milk this every way in shape and form they possibly can. I'm not going to tell you who I think is going to win in 7. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. But Tommy Edman could be that guy that wins it for the Dodgers, if so be it. Troy?
Yeah, I could 100% see that. It's always a former Cardinal that does it. But but no, for me, I think the X factor is going to be Gavin Lux. He's shown flashes of brilliance, and I did have to look it up to make sure he was starting in game one because of that injury in last series, but he is starting in game one. But I think he is going to be a big piece of their success, especially if the top three are not hitting like we expect them to. He's got the glove at second base, and he can provide some good pop from lower in the order that the Dodgers will very much need. Because I've been banging the drum all year long on both of these teams that they're very much top-heavy lineups. And while that is still the case, they have gotten more production from the rest of their lineup in the postseason than they have from the top of their lineup. But the depth of the lineup really does favor the Dodgers, especially if guys like Tommy Edman, Max Muncy, Gavin Lux, even Will Smith, who we haven't mentioned, especially if they can do what they have shown that they are capable of doing in the past. And I do have one question for you, Christian, and Lindsay and I kind of touched on this a little bit yesterday. If there is one player on the Dodgers who could do it, who do you think on the Dodgers can win the nation free tacos?
Oh, man, that's right. Forgot about the stolen basing. Edmund's a good candidate for that. Yes. But, you know, it might happen sooner than later. So I guess I'll throw Mookie in that one. I think Mookie's got to be my choice on the free taco alert just because he's going to bat early. I mean, it could be Shohei, too. I mean, how many times have we seen him steal bases? We could see Shohei Ohtani, if he doesn't get a home run on his first swing at Dodger Stadium, he might just have to get free tacos for everybody. You know, I'm sure it's in the game script somewhere. You know, we talked about Lux, we talked about Edman. Max Muncy had a heck of an NLCS as well. He and Shohei both had 17 times where they reached base safely in the postseason. In Dodgers history, they are tied now for first place, both of them, for most times reaching safely in a postseason, both of those NLCS 17 times. Out of those 17 times, Troy, Muncy walked 11 times in the NLCS. 11 walks, and that's insane to me. And I think that's more impressive than that's more impressive to me than getting 11 singles. I think 11 walks is more impressive than 11 singles in my mind. Because you got to have, you know, confidence. You have to have poise. You have to have discipline at the plate. And Muncy did that. And I'm really excited to see if that continues and translates into this series. Because with the exception of Gerrit Cole, which actually, for the record, hasn't had the best postseason, in my opinion. I don't think he has been pure Gerrit Cole. I'm excited to see if we get that this week, especially in game one. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But if that's not the case and he's not completely on, we could see 2-3 walks for Max Muncy if he decides to sit in that box, push up the pitch count of a guy like Gerrit Cole, and force the Yankees to use the bullpen. That could be a huge X factor as we're continuing to talk about who could be the game changer for the Dodgers in the World Series, not named Ohtani, Betts, or Freeman. And I think Max Muncy could easily be that guy.
Yeah, his ability to get on base can definitely cause havoc, because just especially if he's leading off the inning and leads off with a walk, that's just bad news every single time, leading off the inning with a walk. So that is a really good pick for an X factor as well, and I can definitely see him racking up those opposing pitchers' pitch counts and getting on base a good slew of times there.
Last thing here I want to talk about before we wrap up today's show. We talked about the Yankees management with Aaron Boone over a couple times over this playoffs, where we've talked about how, honestly, his management has, improved. I think improved is a good word, but he has really shown that he can handle the woes of the bullpen, the woes of the rotation, you know, handling, you know, good substitutions with his defense and making good changes at the moment. We've seen that from Yankees Aaron Boone. On the flip side, I don't think we've had to see that with Dave Roberts and the Dodgers. We haven't had to have those moments too much. There have been some moments, especially with the rotation and keeping in a guy like Walker Buehler in the NLDS when he was, you know, owned early, but they still found a way to come back and win the game. So there are some moments. When you look at both of these managers, Dave Roberts, Aaron Boone, who do you give the nod to when you are talking about a potential 7-game series where every move is extremely important? Keeping in a pitcher for an extra at bat could be the absolute game-changing moment for a World Series with huge talent on each side of the ball like the Yankees and the Dodgers, where changing a defensive strategy, putting somebody in a corner outfield spot to increase your defense might change the catch probability just up 10%, but could be enough to get that final out, to get out of the inning, to get out of a pickle, to something like that, to bring in a lefty out of the pen instead of a righty to make a better matchup, even though you know you got to face the 3-batter minimum, stuff like that. Who do you give the edge to, Roberts or Boone, in this World Series?
Man, I know this has been a Dodgers podcast, but I think I got to give it to Aaron Boone. And it's probably just recency bias. I mean, honestly, as you said, both guys really have not shown throughout their tenure with their teams that they're the greatest at doing any of those things. But in this postseason, it's been Aaron Boone. He's been the one to make the right moves at the right times, and they've worked out almost each and every time. So, unfortunately, on the All Dodgers podcast, I got to give this one to Aaron Boone.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to disagree with you on that one. What a probably shouldn't have asked a non-Dodgers related question to end the show, but it's true. But I think that's a perfect segue to say, you know what, this is going to be a great series. We're going to have some really great takes for both the Dodgers and the Yankees as we break down this full preview tomorrow. Game one is at 8:08 Eastern. All the games 8:08 Eastern, by the way. I know Lindsay's very happy for that one. I'm pretty ecstatic as well, being on the West Coast, that I like games, you know, starting early as well. You know, even though I'm on the West Coast and I'm 3 hours behind you guys on the East Coast, I am ecstatic that they're starting early. I'd rather have all games start at 10 a.m., okay? So I'm really good on that one. But we're going to have a full preview on Friday morning to get you ready for this World Series. So be sure, after you've watched this one, after you've gone back and watched the full Yankees preview, the All Yankees show from yesterday with Troy and Lindsay, strap in, settle in, set your reminders on YouTube for the Friday show to come out with all three of us breaking down the World Series preview. Troy, it's going to be a really good time. I'm excited to have Lindsay on. I think this is going to be the first time since we started this show. I think it'll be the 75th or 74th episode tomorrow where we have finally all three will meet up. So only took 75 episodes, so not too bad, but really looking forward to that one. Before we go, any last thoughts about these Los Angeles Dodgers?
It's going to be a fun series, man. I'm looking forward to it. Like you said, I'm right there with you and Lindsay, loving the 7:08 central start times for me here in Alabama. So it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And hate watch or love watch, it's going to be a good World Series.
I'm with you there. Fantastic. Well, all right, everyone, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Again, be sure to check out the Yankee show we put out yesterday and get ready for a full World Series preview on Friday. And until then, we'll be back here with another episode of First Pitch.